Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. What's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. I got my homie Elvis Freshly in the building with me.
Yo, what it do?
Can I get a one, huh?
One, huh?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Yo, man, I'm chilling. High as fuck.
High as a motherfucker. Got that llama.
Yeah, you know.
That Be Good, that official.
Fire.
That Hidden City, that Zopax, all that good shit, right?
Yeah, we're smoking good.
They're right over here on 11 West Hamden Boulevard.
Yes, sir. And 114th and Cherokee.
All right, all your North Hannah's Glen. Needs.
Yeah.
Shout out DJ Sin. You know, she can't make it here today.
Right.
But shout out. You know what I mean? She will be back.
She's but we got. Just getting back from Miami, actually.
Yeah, the 305.
Yeah, she went.
The Art Basel.
Killed it out there real quick.
With Art Basel.
The squad. The Denver squad was out there repping hard.
But check it out. We got family in the building again, man. We got family. Got one of the baddest. I want to say one of the baddest. Beep, beep, beep in the city, you know what I mean? We got Nay Renee in the building. What's going on, Nay? What's going down?
Hello, honey.
How you been?
I've been good. It's good to see you back on air. You know, we missed you.
Miss you too, man. You know what I mean? It's been a minute, you know?
For sure. You know, Elvis, I miss both of y'all.
I know, man.
Hell yeah. Always, like
guys,
I said, family
we're
over
always
here.
Talking about
guys.
You.
I know you left us, right?
Yes. Went to Atlanta. That's where I'm now currently residing in the United States of America.
And how long have you been out there? A couple weeks or what, about a month?
Yeah, about a month now.
What kind of moves you been making already? I already know. I see the gram.
We just sitting seeds right now. That's it. Waiting for them to blossom.
Right. You got stuff cooking or what?
That's it. Cooking. And then we dropping, waiting for it to bake.
That's what I'm saying. When are we going to be hearing some of this new music?
Cause I just currently dropped STG recently, like 2 weeks ago. That's out on all platforms.
Super
we got
dope.
A visual for that. Right. Audio out. You feel me? So that's just a single we're pushing on promo. We finna get ready to drop little booties. Some for the little body. You feel me? Elvis, we ain't going to talk about it, big body, but we dropping something for the little
body.
But shit, though.
So when's that slated to come out? You said in what, a couple weeks?
Right now we lining everything up, so we'll have a date out soon. But just be on the lookout.
Just
is what we gonna tell them.
Lookout. What about all these other little side projects you got going on? I don't think they know about. Do we want to talk about those? I mean, because
before
I know.
We talk about them, can we welcome the other people on stage? Because I need a little bit of help.
Right.
Oh yeah, we got two times in the building. Nay. Killing it out here.
You feel me? There's Nay Renee, and then we got two times. You can't say Nay Nay and say Nay Renee at the same time.
Yeah, right. Nay Nay.
You gotta say two
times. Nay Nay Renee.
When you type to Nay Nay, you gotta say it two times. Hello, baby.
Twice.
Yes.
No.
So we
spec on it.
Put some spec on her name. Hello, baby.
You got.
And then we also got.
We got Gift the Gab over here, Gabby, right?
Yes, ma'am.
She's filling in today. She's rolling some blunts for us, you know what I mean?
Hey, Gabby.
You know what I'm saying? Just chilling.
Yes, ma'am. So coming up, we got a lot of events that we're trying to put together. Not trying, but we're in the process of putting together right now. Two times we got a brunch we're putting together. We have a New Year's event we're putting together. We have, like I said, the drop of this new single that we're releasing. We have a whole bunch of NFTs we're finna release, a whole bunch of her paintings we're finna release with my music behind it. You know what I mean? So we're just doing a whole lot of collabing right now with everybody.
The whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
The whole machine.
Ball of wax. What's the up? Shit show.
You're doing all those events here?
Yes.
Oh, dope. That's what's up. Oh, sorry.
That's a females only event.
No shit, really?
New Year's.
Okay. See how that ends up.
Yeah.
Gonna be.
It'll be good.
No,
we gotta do
I
interviews.
You
know how
I'm
like Bad Girls Club and like basketball wives and shit. You gotta send us a little video on why you should come on the trip with us.
Right.
You
right. Mean?
Why yeah, make sure your vibe is good.
Why are you invited?
Why are you invited?
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hey, what made you take the step to Atlanta? What made you kind of move there?
Man, I love Colorado for sure, but it's like it's a box for sure. Like how they say we living in a box, and you're gonna continuously hit your head on the roof. You know what I mean? Because we only have so many resources out here. With me moving to Atlanta, being in the music industry, you feel me? And not even only in the music industry, but also in the hair industry. I have people as, like I said, two times. She's a in the fashion industry, she's in the photography industry. I have brothers that shoot my videos, you know what I mean? We don't have a lot of resources out here to connect and expand our, you know what I mean? Expand our right. names in the streams and our network, you know what I mean? So moving out there, it's you're able to put yourself in their faces more, for sure. Right.
Who are some of the people you've hooked up with so far out there?
For sure, you know, I'm off the dribble signed to Diesel Music. We got a little station out there. And then I fuck with Flo. I fuck with Smooth. I fuck with a couple people out there for sure. K-Roo. I fuck with Dolly. There's a lot of people that have good networks out there. You just got to know how to apply yourself and know what pocket to put yourself in, because no matter where you're going or where you're coming from, you got to understand that you can always oversaturate your name. You know what I mean? Right. For sure.
And is it the place to be right now? Because that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah,
with
between
different stuff, they said Atlanta is the spot right now.
Between Atlanta, Florida, and Cali, I was in New York and Detroit. Well, yeah, those like four areas, those are like popping right now. Texas, I'm not gonna lie. So those are five areas right now. Texas, Cali, Detroit, we got New York, we got Miami, we got Atlanta. Boom, you go to one of those cities, you put your money into your business, your craft, your name, and you run into the right people, make sure you're in your right area at all the events you're supposed to be at. It's gonna pay off for sure. For sure.
Have you been to the strip club in?
Have we?
ATL yet?
Have we? Magic City. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen's Club.
KOD.
Hello, KOD. Shout out Luke Nasty on the ones and twos.
Is it the way they portray it, or is it even better in person? Oh,
I haven't been to one of the fight nights. Mondays, you know, they got the fight nights on Mondays, mm-hmm. but I haven't been to one of those. But we've been there on a dough money night. But we've been there a couple nights. They got a little studio in the back for family and shit. We done been in there, you know what I mean? So it's a vibe at KOD Atlanta. I ain't gonna lie. If you out there and run into it, tell them that you fuck with Wiley, Nay, PH6. Everybody sent you that way from Colorado. They gonna fuck with you. It's all love, for sure.
Right. Hell yeah, I've never been to Atlanta, but I'd like to go.
Miracle. Yeah. Shout out my brother.
So what's some of the next moves for you out there?
Moves right now is just setting the foundation, letting them know who I am. You know what I mean? Putting myself on the line and giving them my all, because I don't have nothing to hide. I don't have nothing to hold back from them. I'm going to take what I gave y'all here that y'all fell in love with here, there, and give them the same. But I'm going to only elevate on that. You know what I mean? Because I've grown over the years. So I got bigger and better to put in their face. I've been holding back on some of the singles that I know could blow me up. And niggas that done heard shit done been like, bro, when you dropping it? And I ain't dropped it yet. You know what I mean? So I know we got some things coming, and when I give it to y'all, but coming out of Atlanta, and then they know that I come from Colorado, it's going to be like a bigger story for sure. And then I got y'all behind me. They going to be, you know what I mean? Everybody going some weed.
Let's go. Yeah,
hello.
Let's go.
I'm going to be like, man, y'all know what's going on, man. You know what I mean? You only going to get the best shit from the side. Yeah, be good and shit. You know what I mean? I have my helmets in my head. In your pocket, we gonna fuck with Joe Thunder and shit. Like, you feel me?
Feel you. You've been going back and forth to Atlanta for a while, and like Miami, right?
Yep. Atlanta, Miami, LA, for sure. We've been tapping in with Texas now two times out there. Got a little station out there too. So we just trying to take over where, like we said, it's popping, for sure.
Hey, what's their response to Nay Renee out there?
We love you!
We definitely do.
It's on a national level.
For sure. We love you, Nay. That's it. Good job, Nay.
They be showing you mad love out there.
Good job, Nay.
We love you, Nay.
Good job, Nay. We love you, Nay. For sure.
You're the best, Nay.
Keep going, Nay. You're beautiful, Nay. You're young, Nay.
Intelligent.
You're intelligent, Nay. That's all I get.
All the above.
Yeah, all the above.
Hell yeah.
Are those your real eyes, Nay?
Can you do my hair, Nay?
Can you do my hair, Nay?
How much does it cost, Nay, to do my hair?
You got a boyfriend, Nay? Are you gay, Nay?
They be asking the 20 questions out there. Huh? They be trying to get to know the little bio and shit.
Where'd you get those pants, Nay?
Where you get those pants, Nay?
No,
where you get those shoes, Nay?
Where you get those shoes, Nay? You feel me? Traveling has been like when me and Two Times were just talking about it. We just said we was gonna go over how many trips we done took, go over all the itineraries in our email, because you know they shoot you an email.
Right.
We're gonna go over all of those and see how many trips. I guarantee you, like round trips, probably just round trips all in all, 20 in general. But that's there and back. That's 40 flights, bruh. That's a lot for 1 year. You feel
Hell
me?
Yeah. Off that's a dribble. Grip.
Every month we done been at least two places. There's been a couple months that we done been 3-4 places. You feel me? So.
Any favorites out there? Any favorite experiences throughout the year? Places you've been out the 40?
One of my favorite experiences was shooting the Ocean Drive video because I cried, I laughed, I had fun. I shot a video. I was in the water. The vibes was good. You feel me? That was like one of my favorite trips. And then I would say driving to go shoot the So Real video. That was a fun trip. We had fun doing that. Well, also.
What was the one you did in like South Central in L.A.?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the So Real one. Okay, yes. That's what I was going to say. Also about that trip is we shot the video in one day. And we were able to enjoy the trip. You know what I mean? Like,
did y'all have to check in?
We had to check in. We had to check in to the hotel. We had to, you know, let you know where we were going, all that extra shit. Because, man, we're in South Central. Hello,
yeah,
baby.
The hood right there.
Hello.
I had a little tour guide couple times. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What spot do you like out of all of them? Is it Atlanta? Is that why you went there? Or?
Yeah. I love Atlanta the most. For sure. Because I'm from the West Side.
Is that your favorite place you've been?
That I've been, like, with my music?
Nah, just period. Where's your favorite place you've been?
Atlanta.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've had fun everywhere. I've had fun in New York. Everywhere. There's a lot of places I haven't been. So when I touch those cities, then we'll touch bases on this question again.
Have you left the country?
When I was a jit, I went to Mexico.
Yeah.
But
you don't remember, really?
No, I don't really remember.
Yeah.
I got pictures, but
right. I don't remember. Don't even remember taking those.
Yeah, I look at the pictures and I still don't remember.
Yeah, right.
For shit show.
I have my next question ready, but I'm kind of high.
And I got an answer for you, but I'm kind of high.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I was going to start beatboxing. Or I was going to think maybe Else might start beatboxing. No, I'm just
playing. You don't want to rap. We're doing this again.
Nah, just
hello, play. Baby.
I just played. So the weather hasn't snowed yet. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. What's the difference between Denver and Atlanta as far as like the city structure and stuff like that? Like
city structure.
You know what I mean?
They know how to drive. They drive out there. They drive. Like no.
they
just drive.
Motherfuckers go.
Yeah. Here, they're scared.
Yeah, no one goes.
On the brakes and shit. Boom. Get that's one. Two. Like I said, resources. There's a lot of more resources out there. And I wouldn't even just say for the music. I would say, like I said, hair, you know what I mean? All forms of...
Everything.
Yeah, that, when it comes to makeup and all that, that's there. But real estate's there. Business is there, you know what I mean?
Is it cheap, like, there, the rent?
That's what I was just going to say. The real estate is good there. Everything's... You'll get your money's worth. No matter what you're putting your money into on the South Side, you'll get it back, for sure. As long as you're investing into the right people. Weather difference is dry as fuck out
right.
here.
Right.
Out there, like, it's cold. It's you open the door, and it's like, what we just said, it's like a cardboard smacking. You open the door out there, it's moist. You feel me? So it's like cold, moist. So it's like, I need to get in the house because my hair is going to puff up type shit.
Right, right. What about the weed out there? I've always heard it's always been bad.
The weed is coming from all angles.
Do they still have Reggie, though? They do have Reggie, right?
I haven't ran into no Reggie.
No? Okay. No, I'm just curious.
Personally. But I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay. Some old school.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've ran into
some garbage.
For sure. But we know where to get. That's why I said the weed is coming in from all angles. So as long as you know where to get your weed from, depending on what kind of weed you're okay with smoking.
And where do we get our weed from? Be Good Dispensary.
Be Good.
Levin West Hampton.
Hello, because we got to be good.
Where are they up north?
114th and Cherokee.
Next to Boone.
Across the highway from Boondocks.
Boondocks.
What are we smoking on?
Zaza.
That.
Zopax.
That's Zopax. That hit his city right now, you know.
Yes, sir.
Some of that witch's weed earlier, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's just fire. Witch's weed is so good. Yeah, hey, I love all the
We strain. Got the pack. He said, this is Elvis's favorite strain.
Which one is it? Oh, the witch's weed.
Yeah, the witch's weed. For sure.
When you headed back?
To Atlanta. I'm leaving next week. I was going to leave today, but. I'm going to leave next week because a couple people need me to do their hair or something.
Right. Make that money. Shit.
Yeah. Don't let it make you.
Finish up some music, maybe.
I'll probably shoot a couple videos, actually, now that you say that. Because I was supposed to shoot some videos on Sunday, but like I said, time management is everything. I need a little bit of help with that. But
so you should try to film a video on Friday when it snows.
Supposed to snow on Friday?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I could shoot a video on Friday when it snows, but I'm going to be out there like, fuck.
That's why she moved to Atlanta.
It cringes my body. Wow. For real.
The weather's nice out there, though?
No, it's just as bad. Cold it's too? Just doesn't snow.
Just cold.
It's just cold. It rains.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But I'll deal with that versus snow.
Yeah,
but they get a little. They said they got some snow last year and everything, like a little bit of snow, like it I just mean, was white on the floor.
Whole city shut the whole up. City yeah, down. Exactly.
Little punk ass snow.
Yeah, so I'm good with it.
Hey, what are some of the projects you're working on? Some of the side projects.
Right now, I'm putting my merch together. I'm trying to come up with this scheme so I can get that all launched, and then besides that, I'm just coming up with this. This structure that we're finna do in this whole little, what is it called, Nene? this is one of those moments. We're coming up with the, not the game plan, but whatever, the game plan for this the next few singles that we're finna come out with.
Gotcha.
How we're gonna drop them, the marketing that we're gonna put behind them, the merch we're gonna put behind them, what songs is better for this type of quarter, because you know, the first quarter is coming up in January, so I wanna give them what they want, for sure. So that's what we got coming up, and then shit. What else do we have coming up?
Shit, all kinds of shit. The
talk about the Zopax.
Yeah, the Toxic Bamboo.
Let's talk about the Toxic Bamboo.
Let's do it. It actually is. It's things are in the works to really actually happen.
Dough works.
Yeah.
So we're making that happen.
We got some strands coming for y'all, for sure.
It's going down.
For sure.
Hey, we had PhD on the show, and he was talking about how he had some tracks with you, and you guys are working on some stuff.
Yeah, me and PH got so much hidden music that it's crazy. Like, I just wish bro would just jump off the porch and be like, bro. I'm ready, because yes, like we have probably like what 10 songs that just go crazy, but he don't want to shoot no video.
Right.
I was like, bro, let's shoot this video and go crazy. We shot that one
video.
Everybody
plug.
Loved it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what's up with that. What about the stuff you got with Namek and them over there? I know
Namek. You know he was the one that produced. He was the one that produced the STG.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he produced STG.
Got that fire.
Namek's a young goat. When I say goat, I mean goat. Hello. Yeah. Hello, shout baby.
He's the shit.
Man.
Nah, he's dope.
I haven't recorded any music with him, like personally, where he's like recording, but beat wise, I got so many tracks from him. He's the GOAT at that.
Right.
I'm ready for him to drop a record where we jump on one of his beats and he actually records on a beat. That'll go crazy.
Right.
He's dope too. He gets
But
it.
Have y'all met Ghost? His
yeah, Ghost well, goes
that's
hard.
What I was about
yeah.
to, that's what I was about to
Ghost
get.
We got a track. Hard. We got a track that goes heavy. I'm talking about heavy.
I got that on my phone.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm so ready for that one to drop. Actually, I should see what's up. I'll probably actually drop some feature videos.
What's up? Right. Come on. Let me hear it.
I have it. I'll play it at the end.
Yep. We'll see what you got. Yeah. We'll see what honey got.
Yeah, I know. I got some stuff right. here and there. You know what
I'm saying?
But I was gonna say something else, and then I hit a high moment again.
What's going on with your merch? You know, as you see.
I'm just trying to slang it right now. I got some different colors. It's funny that we're talking about the hidden city. And what color do you consider that there, Elvis?
Turquoise.
Is that like turquoise?
Yeah, like a
turquoise. Okay, it's like a turquoise.
Tiffany's.
So I got.
Teal.
No, I'm just kidding.
Teal.
I got several different shirts out right now, but when they came out with that, I was kind of in the phase of like, what kind of color do I want my shirts? And we were all sitting here, and we were talking, and da 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 da. And I'm like, the color of that would be fucking awesome too.
Yeah.
So I have like
with
the
black.
Proofs. No, the same thing. Do the turquoise shirt with the gold leaf.
With the
on
gold.
It,
right? Oh yeah.
And do it like that. And oh, I got yeah. the proofs. I just. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Been through the struggle lately,
yeah,
so I'm,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get back, I'm gonna order those 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real quick and have some colors like that.
That's gonna be fire.
Just try to you know get it all over the place again. You know.
Yep, that's gonna be fire.
But other than that, it looks like the mask is coming back too. I might have to order another couple.
Well, I need
masks,
some merch.
You know?
I need some merch. I need some merch.
All right, all day.
Yeah, for sure. It's supposed to go down.
For sure. Still waiting on two times to cut up my Zaza Pack hoodie into a two piece.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we need to do some of those for sure.
For sure. Those things are coming back. It seems like I went to like four or five places and fucking they're like, where's your mask? I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. It's mandatory right now.
They put the mandate back up.
It's mandatory.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. They're not playing.
Got your bitch ass.
I went to the gym and they were like, you need your mask. I was like, you need your mask. And then I walked in with it because, you know, I had it.
Yeah.
Keep that thing on me.
In the gym?
Keep that thing on me.
Am I go down in the gym or
hey,
what?
And fuck it. Like, as soon as I walk in, their employees ain't even wearing their mask. They just needed me to wear it to walk in.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's wearing their fucking mask in the whole place. But, like, I had to wear it to walk in. I was like, what the fuck? Fake ass motherfuckers. But whatever.
Who's this on? You, honey?
Me, yeah. Pew. You can't tell, we're kind of high over here.
How is it out there, though? What's the COVID activity like out there?
They don't give a fuck, huh? They don't give a fuck.
That's Atlanta.
They outside with it. They don't care. They shut the city down. We still going to be outside. In
still
the front porch. Party, we gonna turn the car car radios on. That's how they living out there for sure.
Damn.
They ain't really tripping, huh?
Mm-mm. Which is scary. That's not okay. We won't just say that's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they do need to recognize it a little bit more because it is a health matter. But they don't give a fuck, to be honest.
They don't give a fuck out there. That's the South.
Have you been to any, like, crazy parties like you be seeing, like, on World Star and shit where they're, like, it's a mansion, there's, like, a million motherfuckers with fucking...
Have we?
That shit looks wild.
We've been to a few of those.
That's two times and Nate Renee.
Come on now. Yeah, we've been to some... I actually had a performance at one. There's a fucking pool that looked like a... little mini Miami in the middle of the mansion that we were performing around the pool. It had stones and palm trees and sitting areas and bitches twerking on rocks and shit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Don't
hello,
stop,
baby.
Get it. I want to rock.
Hey, I want to rock. I want to rock. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Then, you know what I mean? We turn up in Atlanta. I can't even say then because we'll keep going on and on and on and on about this party and that party and this party. Yeah, Atlanta's turned up.
You have a favorite one?
A favorite party? My favorite party in Atlanta. For sure. Absolutely. My birthday. Yeah. The videos. Above all else, I would say Freaknik, the 21 Savage's birthday party. Because the cassette tape, I called about 20 of my contacts. Bro, look at this. Why we can't come up with this? He got a cassette tape, right? And instead of putting the cassette tape into a cassette player, you pulled out a little cord and it was a fucking USB cord.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, baby. Hello. Welcome to the modern world. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is fucking dope. I loved it. So, but everybody had on, like, their Cortezes, their Nikes, you know what I mean? Yeah. The girls' hair were pinned up. Boys had on their Leatherman jackets, jerseys, grills in. I don't know if people had on fake herringbones, big-ass Run-DMC chains, or if they were real or not. But I'm talking about outfits were up to par. So, 21 Savage, shout-out to your birthday party. That motherfucker was epic for sure.
It was definitely lit.
Yeah, definitely lit. Definitely. Yes.
Mansion parties are the best.
Mansion parties are the best. Yeah. But Freaknik was outside. I feel like I was in the 90s. I always tell my mom I should have been born in that era. Wish we could have traded places.
What went down in Freaknik?
I don't know. But stays in Freaknik's house.
Exactly. Where's that held? Is that held in Atlanta? Or is that?
It was held everywhere, really, but.
Wherever you want.
The one, the event I went to was in Atlanta for sure. Okay. Yeah. Have you ever been to a Freaknik?
Never, unfortunately. I've been to a spring break.
Okay. What was your favorite party?
Favorite party of what?
Just mansion. Have you been to a mansion party? I know you have. I know you've been to a big ass party before.
Not like a mansion party.
He's thinking about all the crazy shit that's happening.
Nah, I've been.
Should I tell you about the craziest shit that happened that was my favoriteest party? Or should I tell you about my favoriteest party that just had a whole bunch of crazy shit going on?
I'll tell you what. I went to one of the good parties I went to is like, I had all the weed, first of all, and I had the chronic. But it was like an NBA party.
Okay, okay.
And there were like about 100 just dimes there. There's about 8 of us. Party
all night, like a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I love those nights.
Yep.
Wake up the next morning like, yeah, we
crazy
did that.
Crazy shit keeps happening when the cameras stop. You know?
Cameras stop.
I know I got it wrong.
Had to be there to know what happened.
Yeah, it's just.
We're not going to speak on it after that.
Yeah.
And if you do, violation.
Violation.
For sure.
Yeah. What about you?
Had a lot of crazy parties, Joe.
Right, I mean. I had parties where I ran from the police.
Ooh.
I did like my Terrell Davis. Did my spin move.
You ran for the police.
Hell yeah. I was sticking around.
Hey, hey.
I did the plant and pivot, and that foot went that way. I went this way. Yeah. Changed 100 seconds, I was gone.
No, for real, for real.
For real, for real.
And on STG, when I said, make it right, then another right, what we do? Yeah, baby. Hello, baby. We done got it plenty of those. Uh-huh. Yeah, talk about it, man. No police looking for a neighbor name.
Ain't looking
back. Record clear.
Or, I am kind of a big guy, so if y'all start running, I'm just going to hide real quick. That can happen to you. Just, you know what I mean? Come in.
Yeah.
Like, come in.
Pause. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Try not to breathe.
Yeah. The shit show. Okay. Well, hey.
Just try to blend in real quick. You know what I mean?
Maybe I could do it, too.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't work.
Stand you know against a tree or twig or something.
And if it don't work, you just be like, where am I at? Who are you?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
So.
Sad llama. Be good's fault.
So, I had nothing to do with it. For sure.
I just don't know.
Yep.
So what does the future hold? What are you doing? What's your next what's your next big moves? Anything that you, other than, you know, I know you got the next project you're about to drop. But
my next big move is bigger than big.
Bigger than big.
Mm-hmm.
And a secret.
It's not secret.
No.
It's just in the making.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So we manifest it. But to manifest, you have to come up with a blueprint. Absolutely perfect plan. They said nothing's perfect, but if you master something and you want it to be how you want it to be, then it's perfect to you. So I'm coming up with my perfect plan.
So you're getting the blueprints together right now.
Right now. We almost there. Slap that bitch on the table.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Let's go. We on like yellow light. It's going to be green in a minute.
You know what? I don't ever remember asking you if we asked you when's the first time you smoked weed. I don't ever think that came up in our first one.
Did you? Yeah. Did we ever ask? Did we ask you? Yeah, we did.
We did. Are you sure? What's the second time you smoked weed then?
What about you?
When's the last time you smoked weed?
Okay, when's the first time I think I smoked weed? When I thought I was smoking weed, I was probably like sixth grade. When I thought I was smoking weed, because we was dumb, thought we could just go get some grass from the front yard. She my homegirl. She pulled out this when I smoked my first piece of. God
see, I don't think I heard this right here.
God
your first
me.
Piece of anything.
God forgive me, my first piece of Bible paper.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Everybody's eyes went up.
Hallelujah,
bro! Shit. My first piece of Bible paper. I ain't gonna even stunt. You feel me? But. White blank piece of paper in the back of the Bible. It ain't got
right,
nothing to do with me,
no
right?
Scripture on
it's
it.
The same
right.
texture as a joint
that's what
paper,
it's there for.
Bro.
It's there for.
That's actually, what it's there for. God said smoke
God
some herbs on these
shit.
Two pages.
That's
got one
God
in the front and one in the back. Uh-huh. You see? I think there might be two in the front, two in the back.
Not
but anyway, whatever happened.
Right.
But that's enough for
he's
a
like,
couple
smoke
joints.
A lot.
A lot. A lot, a lot.
Then
back then, yeah. So boom, we went to go get some grass out the fucking front yard.
Like
ding
not-
dong. If you had a question for Joe Biden, and
yo, what's up, baby?
Take me out to dinner. Yes. No, for real, for real. Smoke that, bro. We rolled it up, joint, not even joint. Bible paper soggy than a motherfucker. You feel me? Her parents is downstairs. She wanted to smoke it so bad. Her in her room, in her closet, she had an attic, little attic thing. Push that bitch up. We in the attic. Bro, there's insulation in the attic. You know that.
Right.
Little,
right.
Or whatever it's called. Yeah, the little pink itchy shit. We just smoking continuously for like a week. We smoking grass. up in the attic.
Did you say for a week? Did you just say for a week?
A week.
Oh, you said we not finna just let that buy back.
How old were you?
I was like 11, 12. You mean?
And I know I'm high and shit, but y'all talking about like grass out like the grass
outside,
in the
front yard.
Like not weed,
which
but
grass.
Grass
looks green.
Was it fresh? Yeah. Like wet?
Green grass.
Brand new fresh shit.
Green grass. Oh my God. We picked the greenest grass
that you could find.
Yes.
Smoking that greenery.
We were smoking that gas. Oh my God. Not that gas. That grass.
That grass.
Yeah, that grass.
But shit, so boom.
Out the Bible paper, no less.
Out the fucking Bible paper.
So actually, though, hey, wait, you weren't really like breaking like the Bible code because you weren't like
no,
doing anything
no,
illegal.
No, no.
You're just smoking grass from the front yard. So technically, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, bad.
I wasn't doing nothing
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, you kind of, you know.
Only part that could have been bad was maybe the lighter.
Yeah.
But I think we
light,
were using
yeah.
matches.
Oh my God.
Play with
magic. This is all bad.
It was
with
Joe's shaking the head for me, Seth.
Smoking front yard grass out of Bible paper.
Using matches.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That happened in my life.
I believe you.
Yeah, I don't think we heard that story last time. I would remember that one.
Nah, for sure.
Elvin said, wait, did you just say a week?
He said a week.
There's no way you did it for a week.
Eh?
Oh, wait.
How many times
my
a day?
God.
How many Bibles did
like
you go through? Hold up. How many Bibles did you
I
go
know,
through?
They all busted out their little Bibles, the little ones that everyone hands out.
You know, you got the big Bible, then
yep.
you got the little baby Bible.
The little baby Bible.
That's all cute and shit. Yeah, that one rolls up like 2 joints. No, probably like 4 joints. The bigger ones roll up like 8 joints.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like 8
4
joints.
4 joints a page.
You're fucking hilarious. It's rolling up.
Dang, do y'all feel bad talking about this?
No, not at all. It's I think all right. It's amazing that you smoked it for a week.
Good job, Nay.
That's dedication.
I think that's amazing. That's a great story.
Yep, that happened. How many people can relate? Good job, Nay.
You killed it.
Somebody wanted to admit this in their life, but at one point they feel like they didn't want to just tell somebody, oh, yeah, smoke the grass.
Smoke fucking grass.
It would be the
coolest. Well, today I let that body, that somebody, release something in their heart that they
it's
wanted.
It's okay
to
talk about
it. It's like, yo, they're going to DM me like, yo, Nate, bro, it's okay. I smoked grass too.
Yeah, hey, it happens to the best of us.
Facts.
Damn, you know what? I could tell the world now.
Yeah.
Because Nay said,
I always wanted to say this, but I didn't know if somebody was going to
You're
going to
be someone's therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they're going to be able to release it too and be like, hey.
Definitely, 100%.
I smoked grass too.
Yeah. Right.
For a week.
1-800 if you smoked grass.
That Kentucky blue. That Kentucky blue.
For sure.
That Curtis Park.
Ain't shit like Colorado grass.
Kentucky blue grass.
That Curtis Park.
That Curtis Park.
That Skyland Rec Park.
Yeah. Oh,
shut up. Some good grass.
It is some good grass. Uh-huh. All right, when's the second time you smoked weed?
I was in high school or probably college. I ain't give a fuck in college. And just the white boys, they were like, always smoke a weed. So they're like, let's smoke weed. And I was like, all right, cool. Shit, I got shit to do.
When's the first time? How old?
I was in high school. I was late. I was in the hood right there in Swansea. I remember it.
Yeah, yeah, we talked.
After a party.
Yeah.
We're homies.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah.
That's right.
Well, I'm actually from the.
That's right.
I'm actually from the other side. You know what I'm saying? There's Swansea.
I wasn't from there. My mom's from there. I'm just ripping her shit.
And I'm from the other side. So your mom's by 7-Eleven, right?
Yep.
So see, we're the other who are not. We're technically Swansea, but we're not really Swansea. We're like kind of Dunham. Because that kind of goes back to the silos. Up to the train tracks, you know what I mean? So you're kind of in our hood. So
it's this weird little limbo, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a middle spot.
It's a line you got to watch.
I want to play the limbo.
I wanted to do some limbo music, but I'm
hot. Joe Thunder kills it.
True, I would. You don't even know.
So limbo, limbo, Davis limbo, limbo, limbo.
For real, dog. You don't even know.
It's the limbo.
Cops ain't catching me at all.
For sure.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
We're getting in the car with Joe.
Yeah,
It's 12. You're in the car with Joe.
Yeah. Where we go.
Yep.
Huh? Okay,
well, sometimes. It just depends. It kind of depends. If there's shots, I got to run. I mean, I can't hide because then I might get shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can't freeze because that could, So it just kind of depends, if the cops are shooting at us or not. And I'm just playing.
Ooh. Stop, drop, and roll or something like that.
Yeah, that might be it right there. There you go, stop, drop, and roll. And maybe if it's a hill, then you would get some momentum and just,
I think it's something like that.
2 times, did you tell me that somebody said did a stop, drop, and roll?
No, sir.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Stop dropping my downstairs.
She's like, damn, that shit hurt.
Is that what y'all, are y'all sure that's
we could have just run down the fucking stairs.
Should it just go towards the exit? I'm supposed to just stop, drop, then roll, and then get up and run?
That's fucked up. Somebody really should have explained that better.
Kids
got
are
some
everything.
Explaining to do.
Yeah, kids are everything. They'll do exactly what you say. My mom says stop, drop, and roll. Now I'm running.
There's a fire. Stop, drop, and roll. Damn.
I know it's funny you talk about that just because the last podcast, we had the homie Q Knox, and he teaches kindergartners, and he was talking about how you tell sometimes the students, to sit down, and instead of going back to their seat and sitting down, they just sit down right there, and he's like, go sit down in your seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, kids listen to anything.
Yep. For me, I've never been in a, real fire.
I have.
I've been in a grease fire.
Well, I've been in one of those too, trying to do tacos.
Oh, shit.
I've been in 2 grease fires.
Yep, that shit sucks.
I've been in one in an Airbnb. thought it was gonna cost us millions.
Oh shit!
Fuck! Have you? Could you imagine that feeling?
Uh-huh.
I didn't get the insurance.
Prices were going up in my head. Change. Debit. What they say? Bankrupt. No money. Bankrupt. You ain't got no money.
No, they got insurance for that shit.
Boy, $500 deposit and then a lawsuit. That's the insurance.
Hey, what happened in the Airbnb?
Trying to make tacos.
Yeah,
with a regular black person. You know you're supposed to use the mixed one. Black folks want to put ketchup and shit on their goddamn tacos.
What?
She put the grease on and walked away. She put the grease on, put the taco in the pan and walked away. Mama. Taco been, the shell been on there for 2 minutes. She get back, grease is popping. She moved the pan, bruh, off the eye. And it's one of those fire ones. Not right. The electrical ones, it's a fire one. She moves the pan so the grease gets onto the fire.
And then
the counters were like that plexi where it's like,
it was
like milk. White, but it had like some shiny shit on top. So if the fire got on it, it was going to sit on top of the counter and just spread.
Got you.
So she's dropping grease on the fire and then she's freaking out. So the grease is just going everywhere. It gets on the floor. There's fire on the counters, on the floor.
Fire everywhere.
The Airbnb person, we're on the top level. He's in the maintenance office right across. So the fire alarm is going off in the apartment now. He knocks at the door. We open the door. There's smoke coming out. He's like, what's going on? He runs back in, grabs some sugar cubes. Maintenance closet? Don't ask me. Anyways, grabs the sugar cubes, comes back, puts them on the thing. He's like, if you guys clean it up, I won't charge you guys. It's the little like plexiglass shit, like I said. So right. You spray it, it's just going to wipe off. But on the stove, like up top on the little part that like is for resistant for the smoke, fucked. I'm like, oh my God, bro, we're going to have to spray paint it or something.
That'd lift you up there.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm trying to clean it. It wasn't going to be clean. I was like, I called him to the apartment. I was like, bro, we got everything clean, but this part won't come clean. He was like, it's good. Nothing's damaged, so you guys are good, bro. Damn. It was a big ass fire.
Damn.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Wild. Damn.
Then the first one, I got scars for that. It was a chicken fire, grease fire. My cousin's brother left the grease on the stove. And we came out the room from braiding hair, and it was smoke everywhere. Right. We ran downstairs. The chicken was on the stove. We grabbed the pot, and we were in Green Valley. You know how Green Valley got those two steps outside their back door? I forgot about the steps, thinking about just taking it outside because the kids were in the house. Boom. Missed the two steps. The whole thing just went on my arm.
Oh, fuck.
Whole night, my arm was just getting bigger and bigger, blisters all over my arm. I looked like a fucking animal or something. I was just crying. My auntie came downstairs like, I couldn't even sleep last night. I feel so bad for you. For sure.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fires are crazy.
My crib caught on fire one time.
Your house?
Like the chimney and shit. Like,
yeah.
We thought it was making it rain. We were like all high, me and the homie Street.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds like it.
Yeah, and it was like, it was weird, like. And then before you know it, these motherfuckers were in the house talking about the roof's on fire. Like, oh my shit. God.
And you thought they were playing?
Nah, it was real.
Okay. I was going to say,
we knew we were high, but we weren't that high. You know what I mean? So.
Did anything get damaged?
What's fucked up is all my shit did. Because my room was above the fireplace, below, like right on the chimney. So, when the police went in there, they like fucked everything.
Everything was all black. Yeah.
Yeah. I got some assistance. I got some from my mom. I remember saying like the Red Cross like hooked me up with a gang of money and I wanna say they even hooked me up with like maybe the first month's rent at a new place.
Hell yeah.
They took care of me, gave me gang gift cards and all kinds of
shit. You had renter's insurance?
I know.
Did you?
It was some like fucked up situation too. Like I was living with my homie and he was like, I don't even know how to explain it, like he was living there, wasn't really paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
He was charging me just some weirdo shit, you know what I mean? So it all came out that day, and then I was just like, I just had to find a new place.
Like, it happened.
I had a hotel for a week through the fucking Red Cross because my shit fucking burnt down, and fucking, like I said, they helped me get a new place. Actually, these people at work, shit, they showed me a gang of love, too. I used to work at right there at Anthem on 6, and I worked with a bunch of, how you say, counselors and shit, and they showed me a gang of love.
So let me ask you this. Who started the fire? Who lit the fire?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Or it had to be me, I want to say, probably.
Yeah.
Because I started the fire in the fireplace.
Be like that.
And I was doing some dumb shit.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
But hey, fuck, you know what I mean? I got a new place out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A little new start. It was a
y'all
T-shirt.
Been in a fire?
Good. Not a real one.
Yeah.
No, just. Not nothing serious.
Not like where I was.
Why do y'all say not a real fire?
Because, like, little grease fires, but that's. I've always just been like, oh, Ed, put something on that shit. Turn off the flame. And
yeah.
Everybody's like, ah! Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Put that shit down. Turn it off. Cover it up.
Facts.
It's like big rags or something. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just throw that shit on there.
I would never get a rag and put it on the fire.
Oh, no. Big enough?
Yeah. I'd be scared.
You just put it out. You have to turn off the flame, though, first.
Yeah, turn the flame off.
Yeah, just smother it.
I'm throwing flour and sugar.
Yeah, flour's the best thing, though. Flour, but then you got a fucking big old mess to clean.
Fuck it.
Hell no.
Nah, but the towel, yeah, way smarter. No mess. Just grease everywhere. Or wherever
not
the fire
even.
Came
just
from. Poof. Just put it down.
I mean, if the pan's too big, though, sometimes that shit's just too much, you know? Depends on how much grease you got going. And
it's a big fire flour.
If it's a big fire flour.
I'm going to pull out a ray gun and just zap it, and it's going to just disintegrate.
Ray guns exist.
If you have an extinguisher, ray guns exist.
Yeah. Ray guns exist. Ray guns exist.
They do. So do aliens.
Ray guns exist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Them out already.
For real.
We have motherfuckers in the hood.
With a ray gun?
Like stormtrooper guns? Like
that shit would be crazy.
That would be tight.
Oh my god. Like, just have a lava hole through the body.
Like standoff.
Like the movies. Smoking. Then they just drop.
And roll.
That's just crazy. They'll look down.
That's why they haven't busted.
Ray guns exist.
I know this. I'm on the same level with you.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it out.
Is that your merch over there?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
And you are wearing my merch. So is Gabby.
Y'all so is Gabby.
Tonight. Purple. We got the green, orange. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stuck on them. We need the.
You know.
Yeah. That's what we do. And I'm high like a motherfucker.
Yeah, no, we're high. I'm high. Been high.
Y'all like that Young Dolphin Snoop Dogg song? Let's get high. Let's get
high. That just come out or what? Because I did see that the other day.
I think they did drop it. Did they drop it before Dolph died?
I think it came out right before. But
okay. And it wasn't as hyped out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
so.
It's a good song, though.
Hell yeah.
It's a good smoking song.
If there's someone that you could perform with or do a song with, dead or alive, who would you choose?
One person?
Two people. But number one?
Number one in order?
You could just
number one in order, Missy Elliott.
Okay.
She's going to give me a hit off the dribble.
Off the drill.
Off the drill.
Hey, but you're not going to be on, were we talking about that earlier? You're not going to be on Spotify. You're not going to be on Apple Music because Timberland, the whole.
Well, nah, that's the old shit.
Oh, okay. Now everything.
That's all the old stuff, yeah, because they didn't have the rights to, you know, most of all their shit back in the day.
Missy
like
Elliot
that Timberland and Magoo shit? Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you can't. That ain't on Spotify or Apple Music or none of that shit.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. Put me on.
But Missy, anything now is.
You could find
people
her
are
shit.
Smart now.
Yeah. I would do Missy Elliott then too. I would do Doja Cat. Three. I'll do Gunna. Or Greedo. Off the dribble. Greedo's always on my list. Free Greedo. For shit show. You feel me? And Shorty. I could keep going down the list because I got a lot of artists that I really love.
Right. If you could perform someplace overseas, where would be your top two places?
My top place to perform overseas, Africa.
Any particular spot, though? Because it's a big-ass motherfucking country.
Just the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I would go to Ghana. Mm-hmm. Or I would go to Barbados. Yep.
Okay. If you have to choose East Coast West Coast, down south.
West Coast. Always.
Who's some of your favorite West Coast artists?
This is what happens behind the scenes.
I'll be having it because she has the headphones on. Like, yeah. What'd you say?
Oh shit! Blast, blast for sure. Blast. Southside. I would say. Future. I work with him. East Coast. Where's Dej Lo from the East Coast?
She's from Detroit.
Where's that?
More Midwest.
Midwest is
I knew that was on the fucking Midwest, so Shorty would have been my first answer. But it's the Midwest Coast.
Midwest Coast.
Okay.
It's like
damn.
It's more East than anything, though, if you like split the country and. Technically, yeah. Colorado's like the Midwest.
Okay, so let's make this a question. So if y'all was all artists, listen. If y'all was all artists, boom. All right. Excluding artists. Me because I'm asking the question.
Everybody except you. All right.
If y'all can make a song with 6ix9ine today, right now.
Fuck no.
Y'all not going to make it. Your answer is no, Gabby? Nah. Your answer is no?
Nope.
No, I'm cool. I'm.
Nene.
Tripping on a track with
6ix9ine
for sure.
All right. You're going to make a song with 6ix9ine. If you had the opportunity right now, today, make a song with 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I know. They're like, yep, make some money for sure, but I'm cool.
Fuck that.
Couldn't do it.
You're going to make a song with 6ix9ine?
I wouldn't even interview that fool. Like, that fool hit us up and said, let's do a show.
If you had the opportunity right now, today. No? No.
I'm like, dang, I don't even.
Boom.
Would you?
Stand on it. Okay. Would I, if I, right now, today, right now, if I had the opportunity to make a song with 6ix9ine, uh-huh. I'm going to make a song with 6ix9ine. Yeah. Period. Hello, baby. Right. I'm going to put the politics to the side.
You're going to charge him 1.5?
And then what I'm going to do tomorrow? Bitch, we ballin'. All off that snitch's little verse, you feel me? They don't have nothing to do with me. I just got the bag and I invested it, you feel me? Into me. Yep. Just because I made a song with him and some business shit don't mean that I involve my personal life or what he does with his personal life. Yep. But on the business tip, that is somebody to invest yourself into if you're in the music industry. Yep. I feel like politic-wise, yeah, you don't want to be around that. You don't want to be surrounded by that. So you have to watch what y'all are, what kind of song you're going to give them. I'm not going to come be like, oh, yeah, come jump on this hood-ass song. We talking about running down some niggas, all this. Nah. But a little vibe somewhere. He could go, oh, Ricky, yeah. I got that. Ricky, yeah. Ricky, yeah. Hell, yeah. Come, Ricky, yeah. For sure. Give me that meal. Give me that. For sure. I just need you to do that. That's all I want.
What if he right. What if he came at you with like some shit where like you gotta make a song about snitching and it's cool about snitching? Being
no,
cool.
No. Now that.
Damn, Joe.
No, I just.
We had to make a song about snitching.
No, but for real, you know how many motherfuckers really would like the suburban motherfuckers that do rap or some shit? They jump on that shit a minute and be like, hell yeah,
because all those people that commit crimes, bad crimes, Karen Sun and them. Karen and Darren's son and them. Yeah. Karen and Darren's son and them. Let's stop
They're
playing with
it,
them.
Right? They're submitting their verses already.
For sure. For sure.
Karen and Darren's son. That's a law firm.
Karen and Darren Associates. Out of Savannah, GA.
For sure. But no, if he said, let's make a song about snitching, keep your money, bro.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, though, not that I've seen it, but I could have swore, like, one of his last song's videos, like, he's talking about snitching.
And he had the little rap, the little mouse face on his head.
You know what I mean? Like, for real, are you
kidding
me?
He just said, like, one or two bars. Now, that, he ain't in it, but you know how many millions he made off that song, bro? Like, literally millions. And you know how many people that are snitches think that that's okay, and that's fucked up to say, because, yes, he did open up a door where he let this new generation just think, like, yeah, I could do this, and if it benefits me, then fuck it. That's what they teach us in school, is do right by you, and if they do wrong by you, then you tell on them.
Or you pull out the gat with
or
the extendo.
Or go to the nearest adult. Head eyes. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's really fucked up. It's beyond fucked up. But I ain't no snitch. Just so y'all know, I ain't gonna snitch on my homie. For sure. But I'll make a song with 6ix9ine as long as he don't want to snitch. I'm snitch on my track.
No, don't even talk about snitching.
I'm talking about that. We just gonna talk about wigs and shit because he wear those types of shit.
We're talking about hair.
Yeah.
Hair.
Talk about colors.
Hey, what's your favorite color?
Turquoise.
That's right. You said that earlier.
Yeah. Hidden City. Hidden City turquoise.
Hidden City.
Whatever color this is, it's teal.
That teal.
What's your favorite color, Joe?
Blue.
Oh shit! It changes all the time. I paint. Graffiti,
you paint, so you're
know?
Yeah.
I'm like,
blue, green, purple.
What's your favorite color right now?
I like purple right now.
Okay.
No, that's not real. I'm just saying, like.
Right now.
I'll be bullshitting.
What's your favorite color?
Right now. Damn, like. Probably like this color right here.
Okay.
I'm liking the brown.
Mocha. Okay. Mocha. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color?
Green.
Hello.
Purple. All day.
All day.
My whole life.
All right. Bet.
Yeah, I don't got no color.
Color my blind.
My bad.
I don't think about things in
color.
You're a painter, like you said.
Actually, I only think about things in color. That's a different kind of way.
My second favorite color would be mustard yellow.
Mustard yellow. That's sick.
Yeah. I like that color a lot.
Yellow's good.
Yellow?
Yeah.
What's your go-to blunt?
What's my go-to blunt?
Yeah, like you go to 7-Eleven or the liquor store right now and need blunts, what are you grabbing? They have everything.
Russian cream.
Russian cream backwards?
Yeah, for sure.
You be rolling backwards or what?
I do not like to roll up backwards. I do not like to roll up at the fuck all. But lately, this past 14 days, it seems like I just been rolling up. Yeah, this ain't all right. That shit's coming to an end soon.
Y'all got all the homies right here. They know I'm rolling blunts for. What's up? What's up with y'all?
No, they roll blunts. But they had the fuck enough of me, I guess. Nobody want to smoke unless I roll up. That's crazy,
huh?
Yeah, let me hit him.
All right.
My bad, big buddy.
My bud.
My boy. So what do you have coming up with the Zopax? New strands?
Yeah, we got a bunch.
We got some releases coming out.
Yeah, we're getting into, you know, couple different spots, trying to push that and make sure it's in the city, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure you can find it at your local favorite local dispensary.
Man, because they be like, nay, Zopax. I be like, man, I told y'all, go get them, huh?
Go get them.
Lele, and then be like, bro, I'm not finna smoke your rapper weed, bro. Give me some of your rapper weed and take it. That's what it's here for.
Hey, what was the name of that song you have with Ghost? Do you know?
I could tell you.
I think it's this one right here.
Let me see what it's called.
It's called Hella Night.
Yep. That's it. You have to have the right one.
I don't have a speaker.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear shit. I don't even know.
Uh-oh, I don't know, dude.
I don't know how
you can do the song like this.
You could put it up to the mic.
Yeah, put it up to the mic, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your headphone.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Put it like the back of it. Yeah, it's a good thing.
There you go.
To the front.
Over there.
Come on, high. You go, man.
There you go.
There you go. Nate's official. Same as high as me. A little bit.
Here.
Here, I got you. A little exclusive shit, Ghost Nay.
I haven't heard this part.
Is that the song or no?
No, that was the wrong one. We slid over.
Oh.
Shout out Ghost, my boy.
Yeah, shout out anyway. Homie Ghost.
This is it, right?
Is this it?
All right, we got the right one.
Got some exclusive shit over here.
He said, he said, I got it. Yeah, that bitch hard goes crazy.
Yeah, and that's even though like a gym they don't even know about,
send
right?
Send me that. I be having.
Let me get that.
I tell niggas send me my shit. I be having so many versions of shit. I be like, man, I don't even feel like looking for it. Just send me the song if you got it, so I can listen to that version.
Right, right. Hey, last time I was at the studio, you were there.
Yeah, and we smoked about 10 blunts
in the booth. And what was the name of that song you're doing? Cause that shit was hot.
Who did I, was I recording by myself?
Yeah, it was, it's, I already know how it goes.
How does it go, Joe?
No, I'm saying how it goes, like, you don't remember because you do so much music.
Yeah.
But,
you remember a little bit?
It was something about, like, fucking, like, something about your dude.
Something about your dude.
Some fucking, you know,
some fucking.
Like, I ain't fucking with you, I don't know. I don't remember. I smoke a lot of weed, Nate. That llama be affecting my brain.
I'm going to be descriptive as fuck.
No, I really, I mean, come on. Ask me what it was in the studio like about 5 months ago.
5 months ago?
No, probably not 5 months ago.
I don't even be having all my music saved to my phone.
Damn, is that long ago?
It's like at least 3 months ago.
Let me look at some names.
Maybe two.
Maybe 2 months ago. Okay. It was when he was right there on Foot Parker, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was like the night I went to the hospital like two nights later.
Oh, Lord.
So it's literally probably been like maybe two months.
3 months.
Maybe 3 months.
Nah, it's 3 months because, yeah, I know for sure.
Because I remember that shit. I forgot that shit hit me in the studio before I was sitting down. And I stood up.
I think this. I know what song you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
And they be freestyling too a lot. She be catching the beat. I like her way that she records. She just catches the vibe, play a bunch of beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Build like a build rhythm build first, build and build then throw the words in.
Yeah, I'd be like, let me vibe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys be killing it.
We'll have to figure it out.
I think it might have been. Yeah. I think it might have been this
they're
song.
At a different I'm spot though now, right?
You got to send me that song. No, I'm just like, I'll trade you songs. No. I got it, you know. It took a minute, but yeah. This is hard.
My system don't make me no victim. I'm the villain, dog. This the original. The only one to want my mom make a really song. So if you around me, stay around me. We the realest ones. They try to doubt me, these will found me. That's why you put me on. Paranoid. Can't play that nigga cause I'm paranoid. She play with me and I'm a aftershock. Never do that more. Now my stacks is gone. Yeah, that's hard.
Yep, yep.
That's dope that you remember that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was hard. Yeah.
That was a turned up night. We was teed up that night.
It was.
We definitely smoked 10 blunts that night.
We did. We for did. Sure. 10 blunt night.
Was
within
that
an
the
hour
night that I had that liquor and there was a worm in there?
I don't think so. That was
another
night.
No. You would have known.
Yeah. She's like, you know.
I had it for like 3 nights.
Okay. Hey, well, check it out. We're almost out of time, and I hate to end this, but you have any last thoughts?
It's always amazing.
Yeah, it's always amazing when they.
I think we touch bases on all ends, always. It's love with you guys. It's family.
Love you too, man. Appreciate
for sure.
You for everything.
That shit's hilarious, actually.
That story was the bomb. Smoking grass for a week.
He said, bro, for a week? I'm not just going to say it's a week. No, for sure. Shout out Joe Thunder. Shout out Be Good. Shout out Zalpax. All that good shit. Shout out my family and this motherfucker that good peoples.
Hell yeah.
Need to tap in. At all angles, clothes, merch, art, weed, podcast, vibes. They got it for shit show.
Let's go.
All right. Well, there you have it. Fam in the house, Nay Renee. You know what I mean?
Two times.
Gifted Gab. My homies.
In the house.
The house. You find us on all platforms. We everywhere.
Let me get a, you feel me?
You feel me?
You feel me?
And we are out of here.
Love.
Peace.